Hey guys, welcome back to the Table Talk Podcast Show. So this is your girl Shanti Helena. I hope you guys enjoyed last week's episode, but this week I'm gonna do something a little bit fun, right? A little bit something that's a little bit different. But I was just doing some research, looking online, and I found out some interesting facts about sex. But before we get into today's show, do not forget to tune in every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, okay? You gotta tune in. Every week is gonna be a different topic. It's gonna be based on our relationships, fun topics, entertainment news, and much more, right? So let's dive into today's topic, okay? So we're gonna talk about sex. And the reason why is because sex is actually a good thing. So during today's show, I'm going to talk about 10 confirmed facts about sex and why you should have sex often, right? I think that's kind of weird, right? Like, what kind of show is this? Yes, 10 confirmed facts on why you should have sex often, okay? So number one, did you know that having sex actually relieves headache? So I could pretty much agree with this reasoning. It's because it has been times where I just wasn't feeling so good. My head was hurting, feeling a little cloudy in the mind, and boom, sex most definitely had cleared it away. And then also, when you have tension in your head, having sex, also making love, it relieves the tension on the veins in your brain, which is a very good fact to know. So if you're having a headache, guys or ladies, and your spouse is next to you, go ahead and do a round or two, okay? Number two, sex can also clear a stuffy nose, right? And you're like, how can it clear a stuffy nose? Well, one, it helps fight against asthma and allergies as well. So with sex, you know, you're doing a lot of breathing, exercising, a lot of sweating, a lot of energy. It's going to open up your airway as far as for you breathing, as far as having a stuffy nose. Now that one right there was pretty interesting. I think I'm going to test that out. So next time I have a stuffy nose, I'm going to just go have sex and see how it does, right? But this is based off real research by doctors. You can most definitely research it. It is real, right? And then also, number three, making love is a spectacular beauty treatment. So what I mean about that is that pretty much scientists has discovered that when a woman has sex, it produces a large amount of estrogen that gives shine and softness to our hair. Yes, the estrogen, ladies, will go off the meters, and it can give you soft, good hair. It can enhance your beauty. So sex is just not all about it feel good for an orgasm or whatever. It also can help with beauty treatments, right? That's something new. I probably need to have sex more often because I feel like my hair is not growing as much. Okay, number four, sex is the safest sport. So when I say safest sport, meaning that pretty much it's just like you swimming 20 laps around the pool and you're having sex. So the same energy that you're using in the bedroom as far as burning those calories and getting all the endurance that you need is similar to you doing 20 laps around the swimming pool. You lose a lot of calories in having sex. I don't have that number off back, but I can get it for you. If you email me or DM me, I most definitely can get that answer. I'll just go on google.com. But sex is one of the safest sports that there is around the world. And then number five, also, making love or having sex slowly, it will smooth and relax you in a way where it helps with skin rashes and also acne. So if you ever had sex before, someone ever told you like, oh, you're glowing, you have this glow about yourself, that's because you just got it in and it's been a lot. It does help with your skin as well. So a lot of people will say, oh my God, are you pregnant? Or you're just glowing, like your skin looks so flawless, because you are releasing a lot of those extra unwanted hormones in your body and you just got your freak on and it's giving you that glow and then that shine, right? Right. Number six, love making can burn all the calories, as I mentioned earlier, during a romantic dinner before bedtime. So let's just say you went on a date with this guy or this girl, you guys ate like a really, really fat, unhealthy meal, dessert, had a few drinks. Well, when you go into that first round, the first round is always the best round, you are burning a lot of calories. So you're about gonna be burning the dinner before. So if you are a calorie counter like me, or kind of health conscious of some things, do not feel bad ordering that steak or that lasagna pasta, because you're not about gonna burn all of it during having intercourse, or you may burn half. So eat up while you can and don't have no problems. Don't be ashamed of your game. Number 7, sex is a remedy for depression. I most definitely can relate to this. It can help with depression as well. It releases all the stress that you have going on in your bloodstream, and then also it helps men and women just decompress, right? So if you have a money issue, job problems, or whatever, you know, sex can sometimes be the answer to pretty much help you out. I'm not saying help you out per se, but it can kind of relieve your mind, make your mind think a little bit clearer when you are going through depression, right? And I most definitely can relate to that for sure. Number 8, sex is a tranquilizer and muscle relaxer, right? So when I say that, it's like pretty much like you ever been so like really tense and just your body just feel like, ugh, like what the fuck, right? When you have a good sex round or orgasm, it kind of releases those muscles in your body where you feel very loose, very relaxed, untense. You pretty much feel relieved, right? But I don't know if that's gonna work if you're like going crazy and not being super soft and sensual and intimate. But I know for me, when I do have sex and I do have tense body aches from either working out or sitting on the computer desk too long, my muscles are a little bit tense. I do notice a difference in my muscles in my body, right? And then also, lastly, number 9, sexually active body releases more pheromones. So we all know what pheromones is. So the more sex you have, the more pheromones that you are releasing out of your body. So do not forget that, okay? Number 9. Last but not least, right? Kissing, right? I'm not a real big fan of kissing, but according to research, they say kissing each day will help you more time away from the dentist. And then also, kissing is an art in which it makes your teeth cleaner, and the saliva that comes out of your mouth reduce the amount of acids that cause tooth decay. And then also, kissing can pretty much lead to sex, right? This is all based around sex, right? So those are the top 10 things that I thought was very interesting on why, you know, you should have sex and why sex is a good thing, right? So I'm gonna be a little bit transparent, right? Me, honestly, I'm an Aquarius. I'm gonna be real. I low-key can do it at least 3 times a week, no problem. Maybe more, but I know 3 times a week, 2 to 3 times a week is my ultimate goal. And I know some people may say, well, what if your partner gets tired of you? Well, we're going to break it down. One good passionate one and 2 quickies is like, OMG, mind blowing, the best. And I also feel like when I do have sex on a regular, I feel like I'm not as stressed out. I'm not as worried. I'm more happier. I can think straight. My mind is not clouded up with a lot of BS. And I feel like I'm super, super free. And then I also feel beautiful, right? Because when you feeling good, you know, sex for me, I'm speaking on me personally, like when I have sex consistently on a regular basis with my partner, I feel relieved. Like I want to be beautiful, I want to do my makeup, I just feel like the world is a happy place 24/7, right? But when I have those moments where it's like dry, it's not being consistent, I kind of be a little bit bitchy, a little bit irritating. So I feel like, safe to say, if you guys, and this is for guys, right, for women. If your woman walking around the house bitchy, ask yourself, did I dick her down good? Did I give it to her? Have I been giving it to her on a regular? Have I been taking her down like I was supposed to? Because I'm telling y'all guys, like, women, you take us down, you do it the right way, shit, we might sign our life away, right? But no, but all games put aside though. Sex is a good thing. I really, really love having sex. I'm not saying go out and have sex with multiple people, but if you are in an intimate relationship or you're married, especially if you're married or engaged and you're like in a committed relationship, please, please, please make sure you add sex to your relationship, because what you won't do, somebody else will. I'm a strong, firm believer of that, right? Make sure you incorporate sex at least twice a week. Like, if you can't do 3 times a week, which is kind of like a lot, contingency on your, you know, situation, what you got going on with your partner at home, but I do feel like twice a week is really, really good. One of them can be passionate, deep, foreplay, all above, and then the other one can be like a quick rollover, quick quickie or something like that, right? But I think it's like very important to incorporate sex into your relationship for multiple reasons, you know. But even for men, I know it's a stress reliever as well. And then also, it helps you go to sleep at night. Like a really, really good quickie of like 15, 20 minutes full throttle, and you're not sleepy, but you do a good round of a quickie before bedtime, baby, that is your melatonin. Speaking from experience, hint, hint. Yes, sex can be used in my book, in my household, as a form of melatonin. And I think that is probably why I have a baby today, right? That's a whole other subject itself. But yes, make sure you guys are incorporating sex into your relationship. Please do not have sex with your partner once or twice a month. Because let me tell you, if she start pulling out that toy more, or he start going out more and women giving him that attention, vice versa, you know, not having sex enough in your relationship can eventually lead to infidelity, which is something that you don't want, I don't want, none of us want, right? So what you got from out of this show? 10 reasons why having sex is really good and why you should have it, the benefits. Like, I'm really, really big on having that spiritual sexual connection with my partner. So I hope you have the same thing. Make sure you share my show, like my show, subscribe to my show, do it all. Also, do not forget to check out my 2 self-help relationship books. One is titled Why Side Chicks Women. And also, I am single now, which can be found on ShantiHelena.com or search the titles on Amazon. Make sure you follow me on Instagram, Shanti.Helena on IG. I do respond to the DMs. I respond to the emails. Contact at ShantiHelena.com. Thank you for tuning in, and this is Shanti Helena.